This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Can't let it breathe today, Stiz. It is opening day for your Boston Red Sox. Baseball season is officially here, at least stateside. As we know, there were a couple games that we don't care about that were played in Japan last week. But the Boston Red Sox, 4:05 today. It all gets underway. The Garrett Crochet era gets underway. The first game where he goes over on strikeouts is today. We might talk a little bit about that later.
That feels personal.
Feels a little personal. Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson, Andy Hart here in the beautiful WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. It's not a marathon today, boys. It is a sprint. It's like Ted Johnson trying to get that better 40 at Colorado's Pro Day back in the day. Sprint through this. We got Red Sox. We got Celtics. We got Will Campbell calling out Ted Johnson. Action-packed. And we got Dan Ball with his hand raised already.
Yes, just a quick reminder that this hour of afternoons is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K to donate your car today. Back to you, Andy.
Hey, Andy. And yes. I have a question. If I were, say, as excited as I've been, be I any age, in the Boston Red Sox, both this season and just today, where would I be able to hear them?
Right here on WEEI at 4:05, the Will Thrill Show.
Oh, it's a double Will. Where there's a double Will, there's a double way.
I mean, there's a lot of Will in the next couple hours. Will Campbell, Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks. It's all Will.
And will Garrett Crochet get Andy over 10.5 strikeouts? Will Aroldis Chapman blow the save?
What happened? That took a negative turn.
I borrowed that from you.
That's how I feel. But we did get some breaking news today. Not really us. Breaking news on the midday show. The roster moves that the Red Sox made to get down to a opening day roster. Mm-hmm. Did you guys notice who's on the IL to start the season? He was once penciled in as their closer.
My liver.
Now he's penciled in as not going to play for a week plus, retroactive to, I believe, March 24th. Liam Hendricks starting the season on the IL. The 15-day, right, Dan Ball? 15-day IL?
15 days. The injury is being bad in spring training.
Oh. See, now we're all piling on.
He's got
on.
Fenway. No, he was terrible. What did you guys call this? Ted, you probably were told to come down with a case of it a couple times, but didn't.
Oh, the Foxborough flu?
He's got the Fenway flu.
That was never given to me, but I know many guys got Foxborough flu.
So,
yes.
Liam Hendricks had a bad spring, a spring that cost him the closer job that I think they penciled him in for. They wanted him to be the closer. We heard from him about 3 weeks ago now on the Greg Hill show. That's what he was talking about, refining everything and being back and all. Well, There was nothing refined about his performances. There were a lot of, what do they say? He hit a lot of barrels. That's not good.
It was
in Houston, different barrels. These were the barrels of bats, big, thick pieces of wood that he was hitting. So you're not going to have Liam Hendricks in the mix. And we talked to Alex Cora yesterday. You heard a little bit from that coming in to open the show. But he was clearly noncommittal. He started out with Chapman has earned the closer role, and then he went into, but if it's the eighth inning and there's a pocket and this and that, and so
closer by committee.
He's challenged from day one, because that is a challenge for the manager.
In a good way.
Maybe not
at the closing position, but
yes,
he's challenged. He's got a lot of talent that he can mess and play with and move around. Maybe not the closer position, but the other ones for sure.
And the biggest challenge that I think Alex Cora faces is one that he wanted to face. It's one that he asked for at the end of last year when he said, I promise we're not going to struggle again. There are expectations for the Boston Red Sox. High expectations, depending on where you read and look, because, yes, it's opening day, so every website, every outlet was putting out their predictions and what's going to happen this year. And did you guys notice that Boston Red Sox very much in the mix of a lot of those predictions in terms of playoffs and divisions and World Series and all these
as
things?
As they should be from yesterday. Remember, MLB.com predicting the Red Sox win the American League, the Dodgers win the National League, and the Dodgers win the World Series. Now, that seems chalk, at least as far as the National League goes. I mean, it's the most obvious choice in history. But the Red Sox, Seeing them finish third in some polls in the American League, second in some, winning the AL East in some.
Mm.
But there is this unanimous feeling as far as baseball people, baseball writers, the wonks, the people that keep track still, Ted, with the old score pad and the pencil at the ballpark and listen, you know, on the big headphones like Bartman. And then guys like myself, kids younger than that, I haven't texted with my old college pals and guys I grew up with about the Red Sox, except usually in August or September to be like, wow, what a blank show the Sox have been this year, huh? Anyone paying attention? Mm-hmm. Nope, let's go Pats. Now we're all talking about, hey, how many wins do you think they're going to get, Ted? Hey, Andy, you flying home from L.A. to go to any games this year? I'll see if I can get us tickets. Like, there is a palpable energy right now to the preseason that this team, I think, is going to deliver on.
I think, and part of it, too, is you look around the AL East, you go, okay, you know, no more Juan Soto with the Yankees, you know, Garrett Cole, Tommy John, the Orioles, what they lost, their ace, was it Corbin?
Burns.
Corbin Burns, you know, the Rays, the Blue Jays. Yeah, they got talent, but, you know, they're still the Rays and the Blue Jays. And so you kind of, you know, when you think about the AL East, you go, you know what, it kind of looks like the Red Sox might have that division, and usually more times than not, the top team in the AL East is usually considered one of the best teams in the American League. And so you get to the Red Sox. And I think it all, I mean, obviously the Walker Buehler signing, the Garrett Crochet, you know, bringing him in. If everybody's feeling really good, the young kids, you're feeling pretty good before spring training, what their opportunity might be. But then Alex Bregman gets signed and it all came together. It feels like that's when, you know, and then the stories since he's been here for the last month have all been positive. Like, he has kind of come in and just put his hands on everybody's chest. And it's like, you're healed. And
so he's got a residency at Mass General now.
For real, man. And it's just kind of, you know, Alex Cora yesterday on the interview you guys had with him, which I thought was excellent. You know, he talks about, he talks about the impact that Alex Bregman has. And not only Alex Bregman, but also Garrett Crochet. And he just thinks, that's the kind of ace you want leading your pitchers every fifth day. And so there's a lot to feel good about this team. And I've been back here in the city for the last 7 years. And it hasn't felt like this since 2018 is the last time I've seen people get this hype for the season to get started.
Do you remember yesterday, Andy, in the interview when one of us asked him about the American League East and expectations, what was the first team you mentioned?
Jays, right?
The Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
He said the Blue Jays.
The race.
Hey, he's like, the Blue Jays.
Yeah, but that's their story. They're always good before the season starts.
I know, but he said that. But he said the Orioles would be heard from.
You know what the third team he was? He mentioned.
What's that?
Surprised me a little bit.
Rays.
I thought he mentioned the no Yankees.
No. Didn't. But that may have been intentional. Maybe.
I don't know if he. Maybe he also thinks like, yeah, you have Fried and yeah, you've got Judge, but we're not gonna, you know. We're not going to worry too much about who's the guy they who's the Bellinger and whatever else.
Well,
but the fact that
they lost
the Jays,
the best player in baseball. Well, the best doesn't pitch and do both things. Best player in the American League.
Top five player
and the highest paid pitcher in baseball. Garrett Cole. That's a lot to lose. And I heard Brad Foe with the Midday guys, and he was
baseball.
I don't want to say sneaky negative, but I thought he was a little less buzzy and optimistic about the team. Like, he took a couple snide shots at the shape that Devers is in, and he said the Red Sox, part of the reason the Red Sox are seen in a positive light entering the season is because not as many things went wrong for them as for other teams. Mm. Sort of like Garrett Cole, right. And you lose this, because things have gone wrong. I mean, we just talked about it. The guy they penciled in as their closer is on the IL to start the year.
The shortstop is like, oh, my back.
There's 6-man rotations, a 3-man rotation, and then cross your fingers and hope that the guy from Middleborough, Mass does a nice job on the back end. Like, stuff has gone wrong, but not with the big guns. You got Crochet, you got Bregman, you got Devers. Like, your tent poles.
And Duran.
And Duran.
We're sleeping on Duran. He was 8th in the MVP voting last year, guys. Yeah. If he has, I know you think he may regress a bit this year, but
that's fine. I'm thinking, he's good enough to regress and still be really good.
I think he may take over the American League. This kid can do everything.
That was a popular belief on the Midday Show. They did their season previews. We're going to do some of our season preview stuff today with predictions about wins and awards and odds and ends at the end of the show. We'll even predict this game. Look at that.
I've got a fun odd prediction for you at the end of the show.
I look forward to it, as long as it's appropriate. 617-779-7937. We will take your calls because it is opening day. We want to talk Red Sox. We are the home of the Boston Red Sox here at WEEI, but they are not the only story. We do need to touch on here quick the Boston Celtics, because it's, you know how there's that East Coast, West Coast bias? It's really happening right now. I don't think people know how well the Celtics are playing. Jason Tatum's hurt. Who gives a bleep? They go out there and they roll the Suns to the point that the Suns are playing, I don't know if I've seen this before, 15 deep. They played every guy that was available.
Oh, yeah.
They emptied the bench and they played.
I checked the box score this morning when I woke up. I was like, who are these guys? I recognized two names.
There was none of that like DNPCD at the bottom of the column or anything. They went out there, Porzingis dominated. Yeah. But basically, every guy on the Celtics was like plus 24. Mm-hmm. Kicked ass, starters. Mm-hmm. And every guy on the Suns, KD was minus 30-something in his stint
on
the court.
He was a volume monster.
You still want him, Ted? You still want KD?
Over JB? No, not after last night's performance, no.
Yes, it is.
See, Knicks boy Shireman balling out a couple fancy schmancy
moves.
I'm
telling you, guys, he's an asset to this team. He may be asked to hit a shot sometime during this postseason, and I think he's gaining Missoula, his teammates, and the fans' trust is. They're going to, I mean, all four Baylor Shireman jerseys at the Celtics Pro Shop, they're going to sell out. I'm going to get two.
I believe the Celtics have now won 21 of 25 games, something like that. It's a silly number.
They're like Hansel hot right now.
And this
That's actually 22 of 26 now.
Sorry, 22 of 26. I was close enough to have ball on a short shot.
It's even better. I'm helping you.
Okay, 22 of 26. And that stretch ball that we talked about where they win one, lose one, we're almost going to laugh past the fact that, well, Brown has dealt with an injury. Tatum is dealing with an injury because they're rolling towards the postseason. Yeah, yeah. They got 9 games left. I believe they're at 73
and
games.
And I love the fact that they are taking these games serious.
Yeah.
I mean, they wanted to beat down those Suns last night.
Absolutely.
And I 100%. You worry about taking your foot off the gas or just mentally kind of checking out.
Nope.
And, you know, this is kind of the backups that aren't going to, where their minutes are going to get shortened, obviously, when the playoffs start, are going out there and trying to prove to their coach and their teammates that they deserve more minutes in the playoffs.
Right. Literally and figuratively shoot your shot now because you might show me. And you know something's going to happen. And I'm always a believer, like, stay near the coach or stay in the coach's eyes, because sometimes it might hit the fan and something in his head is like, oh, shoot, somebody rolled an ankle. Who's Shireman, get in there.
Right.
And you remember that
Rosengardner.
Right. Like, there may be an opportunity, and then be ready, stay ready, take that opportunity. But I do, if this were happening at home, I think they would get a little bit more hype. It's like, you know, the post 10 o'clock, Eddie House is out on the road, not Scal kind of games.
Oh, no,
here.
I want it to happen on the road because you know why? They're so good on the road.
That's true. They are
They're
very good.
They're so freaking good away from the Garden this year. It's unbelievable. And this just sort of occurred to me, Andy, as you were saying, you know, Jaylen Brown's had a thing. Now Tatum's got a thing.
30-7 on the road.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's borderline like 97 Bulls good.
Well,
on
I
the
mean,
road.
That's the Cavs are also 28-9, and the Thunder are 29-7. There's a reason the three best teams in the NBA are the three best teams in the NBA because they go into your house and whoop you
because they're road warriors. So Ted, of the three of us, obviously one of us played professional sports at the highest level for a long time.
Yes.
Uh-huh, exactly. And we're not talking about my days as a professional dart thrower in New York. Thank you. So at this point now, when you have somebody who's that important to your team, who is absolutely going to be a huge part, if not the focal point of your postseason, how do you handle Tatum's ankle? Like, oh, he says it's going to be okay. Like, you sure you don't want to bubble wrap him until mid-April?
Yeah. Oh, no. He's got it. You do not take a chance. You always err on the side of caution in those things. And you know what? If he doesn't get back until, you know, I don't know, the beginning of the first series, then so be it. And he's rusty in that first series. Or he doesn't get back until the beginning of the second series in the playoffs. So be it. He might be rusty. That's okay. You don't want to even dare put him out there in case he re-aggravates it and injures it worse, and then you have him out for the rest of the year. So you take this thing as slow as you got to take it, because this team, from a mentally standpoint, it's used to not playing. Maybe not so much with Tatum. Tatum plays most of the games, but it's used to having one of its better players not in the lineup from night to night, and they know how to adjust and adjust appropriately. And so I'm not worried about that. Make sure you heal him.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
100% before you bring him back.
And that's the beauty of this team. And sometimes it's made me think of your teams, of days gone by, crossing sports here, Fitzy, as you like to say. I always thought back in the day, part of the strength of the Patriots defense was it felt like Bill had three guys for every two positions, and he could move them around. And it's like, oh, it's this type of game. We're going to have these two guys on the field. But, oh, you changed it up in the second quarter. This guy's coming in, and they have that. They have this. Watching Porzingis has become, when he's like, he's waving his arms, and it's like, Kristaps, you're standing on the logo. I'm not going to throw you. Oh, no, okay. Yeah. If you're going to hit that, I guess I'll keep throwing you the ball on the logo.
Swish. That no is, rim. Swish.
You know I don't like the geek stats and numbers and all that, but the one I do like is the depth of his threes, where it's like, averages 4 or 5 feet behind the line.
Because he needs that much more space because his arms are so freaking long.
Oh, yeah, it's like the follow-through. It's like, I'm really just dropping it in. It's like when Randy Johnson threw his slider. That's not fair. It's right at my head when it leaves your finger.
It's already halfway home.
It's not only that. It's not only his interior defense, but, you know, he's an active player on offense, trying to set guys up, trying to get action started by setting screens. He's constantly, what I love about Horford, I love about really – you know, any of the bigs, all of them, they're always trying to get the offense going by setting high screens.
Yep.
And those high screens are tough to defend because our guys know when they go under that screen, they got a little bit of space to pull up and hit that three. And it's a very, very difficult to defend.
And then the last thing that would be getting much more attention, and we may get to it as well tomorrow, but there were certain measurements yesterday at LSU that went a certain way for some of us that are supporting a certain player that may be a certain pick at number 4.
Fake news.
I don't know if you noticed, Ted Johnson, there was a top prospect in the NFL draft that called you out yesterday, and here it is.
For 2 years, nobody had any measurements on me, and nobody said anything about my play. So now all of a sudden, an arm length decides if I'm a good player or not. Yep. I think it's BS.
Okay.
But, you know, any decision makers in the NFL, they don't really care. It's all, you know, people who don't coach, and they don't coach for a reason.
Oh, okay, he
Will.
Said you don't coach for a reason.
Okay, Will, you went to the combine, didn't you, Will? Yeah. And they had you up on that stage in their underwear. Yeah. And they measured. They took your height, your weight, your arm length, your wingspan, your hand size. Yeah. Well, then it means something, bro. They've been doing it for 50 years. They don't do stuff like that if they didn't think it was important. They've been doing it for 50 freaking years. So, bro, they don't care about your hand size and arm length coming out of high school. So you can go play at your little LSU Tiger Stadium there, and no one cares.
Little.
Now you're going to the big leagues, brother, all right? LSU, SEC, oh, it's like the NFL. Give me a break. You're in the NFL. They care about that. They send all these people out to Indianapolis to measure all this crap, and they spend days upon days and money on top of money to get all these measurements. Why? Because it's important to them. It's done for a reason, bro.
And they don't coach for a reason.
He says you don't coach for a reason. The guys that coach, they don't care.
Oh, really? All those coaches that are out there doing the measuring and the stopwatching, they don't care? You telling me they don't care?
So
and
I
they
think,
don't coach for a reason.
But how do you grow? Like, Andy, you can go away for the weekend and you can put on 8 pounds and your waistline can grow.
Hey.
How does not you? I've done that many times.
That never happens to me, thanks to my friends at Awaken 180.
All right, ding. How do you grow? How does your wingspan? How does your arm length grow a half inch in 3 weeks?
Just think about what the half inch. It's nothing.
Well, and it's also nothing. It's a variable. I mean, you're measuring from the center of the spine or whatever. If the guy like.
No, you're measuring from like
or wherever.
The scapula or something?
Yeah, but part in your shoulder.
If you and I did it, we might put it on a slightly different spot. And the tape measure, for all I know. But I will say
Can I just say this real quick? His new measurements are still short.
I knew you were going to say
that. So who cares? What's the debate?
People who've never coached and they don't coach for a reason are the ones who care.
And you know what you should do?
They don't coach for a reason.
You know what you do? And they don't coach for a reason. All right,
he called you out.
The coaches are the ones taking the left tackle.
That's what I was saying, Nick. I was like, who does he sound like? And then I was, Billy Bob.
He does like French fried potatoes.
You know what he sounds like?
Arm length.
A badass left tackle.
You know what he sounds like?
Coach for a reason.
And I'm going to play guard in the NFL.
I like this fighting him.
You think
it's another reason I want him.
He's fighting. Yeah.
That's a fighter right there.
You know what should do the most talking? His tape from last year where people got by him regularly on the interior, Andy.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm not going to play him on the interior. I'm going to play him on the exterior.
As in not people going around him. People had more luck Kennard getting up.
It's not perfect. They all have. I can find you Kelvin Banks getting toasted, Membu getting toasted, Campbell getting toasted.
I told you all along
this whole draft stinks.
That's why I want to get one of them later.
Yeah, but later. The worst ones go later. I want the best one, but I enjoyed that he called out Ted. He noted that Ted is just talking on the radio in Boston.
What do
He's
I
not
know?
A coach.
I only played in the league 10
and
years.
And they don't coach for a reason.
That's okay. Right. I'm going to come after that Ted Johnson.
I feel like we might wear that one out between now and the draft when you and I are out in Green Bay. I feel like we might hear that full of headphones and speakers a few times. 617-779-7937. It is opening day. The Boston Red Sox are in Texas to take on the Rangers. We are going to talk about predictions for Garrett Crochet, for the team, for the East, for the whole league. All of that is up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But now, for the first and final time today, Dan Ball gives you what's trending.